In charge of a new week, new excitement, new action, new brutality. Yeah, I'm rested too. Big weekend at the beach. For once, everything went smoothly. No broken ankles, no unusual delays traffic-wise. Oh, there was a little bit of a jam-up. Yeah, but hey, I'd rather be the one standing there, leaning against the car, drinking a cold beer, than the one they're looking for with the grappling hooks, you know? So, hey. A little traffic delay, but that's okay. We had fun. The beach was nice. Oh, God, was it hot. The sea, oiga, vault, the sun, the sea. I'm sure I came another step closer to my carcinoma of the skin. I was just lying there. Just lave it up. Just lave it up. Loop-de-loo was by my side. We just kicked back, enjoying the peace and contentment of the Atlantic. Oh, we'd been laying there for, I don't know, about an hour, when suddenly I started to feel a little uneasy. I don't know what it was, but I remarked to the loop-de-loo. I said, baby, do you feel just a little eerie? Like we're not alone? She said, you know, it's funny, but I've been feeling it for a while as we've been lying on this blanket. That, I don't know, it's a familiar sense of dread that's come over me. And I, well, we were both trying to put our finger on it, and you can imagine our shock and horror when there at Ocean City, lying at the beach, we heard,
ooh. Boy, oh boy. Yum, yum, yum. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
What? What?
That's right, Booker's face. I followed you to the sea. I'm under your blanket. Don't let anybody know, because you'll be responsible if someone comes to your aid and I chomp off their toes right here at the beach. Blood oozing into the sand.
The loop-de-loo freaked out. She said, my God, we can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. Now we got the toe monster under our blanket at the beach. I said, get a grip. Get a grip on yourself. Don't panic. Panic is our worst enemy right now.
Grace Minnelli, could I have a beer, please? And none of that light stuff either. Give me a real beer. Come on.
Crying out loud, now he wants to drink our beers. I can't believe, all right, what the hey? At least if he's got his lips locked around a beer, he can't be locked around one of our toes, huh? Here you go.
Thanks. Whoa, hiney, huh? All right. You know some grease? It don't get no better than this.
It gets a lot better than this. I don't need you under my blanket at the beach. I want to go swim. I want to play frisbee. I want to frolic.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go take a swim. Go throw your frisbee. Just keep in mind, if you step those toes over the edge of the blanket, chomp, chomp, chomp. Yum, yum, yum. By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, we will have a doogie.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it.
Away, away, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? It's an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy-bitsy.
I'm going nuts, I'm going nuts, I'm going nuts. This isn't happening, this isn't happening. Well, an hour went by. Then 2 hours went by. We didn't dare sneak off the blanket to go into the water to ease our by now scorched skin. We were trapped there on the blanket in the blazing heat. We didn't dare call for help. We didn't dare call for aid to have on our conscience the loss of someone else's toes. And so we lay there. We lay there in the sun.
Oh, boy, those toes must be barbecue style by now. Yum, yum, yum. Yummy, 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 yummy.
But then suddenly, I saw our salvation. It wasn't a policeman. It wasn't a roving ice cream vendor. It was the Atlantic Ocean, because the tide was coming in, and normally we'd move our blanket back, but in this instance, we just left it there, until finally a monster wave swept over us, and drowned the Tobata! Gag, you maggot, gag! Yeah.